RFP, and then we're gonna get you back out to the stuff, to the, I don't know what this is. This is rolling. Amen. All right, repeat after me. Say, this is my Bible.
This is my Bible.
I am what it says I am.
I am what it says I am.
I can be what it says I can be.
And I can do
what the Word says I can do. It's the living seed of God living in me, and I'll never be the same. Never, never, never will I be the same. God increase, pastor decrease. Give us ears to hear what God has to say. Gonna walk with power and not let the lost get left. Amen. You guys may be seated. Thank you for praying with me. And now that I have recently just lost my sermon, but I got it. It returns. Amen? You are that person. How many of y'all have a habit of giving thanks? How many of y'all have a habit of being thankful? Right? And just saying thank you, probably too much. Like, you would say thanks like several times, anybody like that. Oh, thank you again. Again, I want to say thank you. Thank you so much. I appreciate that. Thank you. Thank you. You can never overdo it. And you are that person. So even as preparing for this message, I think it was a few weeks ago, as I was preparing for it, to preach this on Christmas Day, I think that's a good thing to do, is to be thankful, be grateful, and realize that whenever I'm feeling down or something, if I start being thankful, it's hard to stay down. It's hard to stay down. It's hard to remain in a focus of depression, right? Now, I know nobody else did this, so I know I'm not talking about y'all, but there are people out there that in order, when they're feeling down, they play down music so that they don't mess their down up. Anybody ever did that? Okay, yeah. Thank you. I love it, like, because we come to church and we don't want to do it. We don't want to admit that we would do that because I don't want to mess up. Why? What were we protecting? Does anyone know? I don't want to be up. I don't want to be up. I want to play something low and down, and I need these tears to have a support system. Right? Okay, well, the same is true. Like, if you want to be up, you play upbeat. You do praise, you do the same thing. I mean, here's what I found about since I've come to the Lord. Worship music does the same thing for me as praise music does. It celebrates. There's a celebration that I run to worship music. I run to worship music. Like it is, and I was just telling you, I increased my running to 5 miles a day. And I just love the worship music during that time. Like it is something about the fact that it changes whatever I'm trying to think about, whatever my mind is trying to go to, it keeps flipping it back to God. It keeps flipping it back. Oh, well, you got all this, and it's just like, man, God's good. Did Mary know what she had inside of her? All right, and then I always come back to, do you know what's inside of you? There's a greatness inside of you. There's something you're going to celebrate. So you are that person. But these 10 lepers is what we're going to talk about. In Luke chapter 17 and verse 11 through 19, it says this: while Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem, he was passing between Samaria and Galilee. As he entered one of the villages, he was met by 10 lepers. They stood at a distance and raised their voices, shouting, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." When Jesus saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." And as they were on their way, they were cleansed. When one of them saw that he was healed, he came back praising God in loud voices. He fell face down at Jesus' feet in thanksgiving to him, and he was a Samaritan. "Were not all 10 cleansed?" Jesus asked. Where then are the other 9? Was no one found except this foreigner to return and give glory to God? Then Jesus said to him, "Rise and go. Your faith has made you well." Wow. 10 were healed. Only one came back to thank Jesus and give him praise for it. right? And but in this room, y'all are that person. There's more than one. And so here's a cool thing, and I said this, and I was probably doing this when Mrs. Devon, when she wrote me, and she goes, man, you know, she's like, this is so critical, because you know, down in Christmas, they don't want to talk about Jesus, but they do want to talk about gifts and the sales that you can get the gifts with. Right? They do want to tell you that you can buy your gifts and pay us later. They don't want to talk about that, right? They want to talk about that, but they don't want to say Jesus, but get your gifts now. Get your gifts now. And don't return to talk about Jesus. Now, don't talk about the reason why we're even doing this stuff. Don't do that. But she said something that was so powerful to me, and that she said about how people that's, and I'm probably going to butcher it, and I probably should have read it, but, you know, when it gets to me, then it's Toryism. Right, because I'm gonna mess this up. And she was talking about in her old church that they were talking about, her old church, her other church. It's not this old. Anyway, so when people are not thankful, right, that closed mouth don't get fed. That's what I said. That's what I wrote about. Wow. When your mouth is shut, you cut off the supply to eat again. When you're closed from being thankful, when you're closed off from that, there's nothing else to fulfill your mouth because it is shut. Right? Squeaky wheel gets the oil. Right? And so what you have to do is speak up. So this one, 10 people come back, they got lepers. And by the way, you understand they had to shout at Jesus from a distance. And I'm probably going to mess up all the notes that I have, but you can go back and read the notes and get all the details and get all the Greek and Hebrew stuff about this, that I wrote about it. But why only one return? Why would only one come back and be thankful for something that is so dramatic as leprosy? Because that was your death sentence of the day. You are not allowed to be around people. And so when he said, why is this foreigner? You think about Jesus is calling out all the things that they had in there. All these people, so it was Jews and Samaritans together who had this deal. So now when they had a problem, they had no problem with unity. The Jews and Samaritans didn't hang out together, but these had leprosy. So they were like, no, we in a crisis. We need to band together. Isn't it amazing how we can get together when there's a problem, but we can't stay together and we can't bond over when there's joy? Right? We can get together and we can connect when there's issues, but then there's jealousy when things are going well. And so part of what we need to do is, how much more can we bond together over faith if we can bond together over problems? They came together because they all had, nobody was like, well, you a Jew. You got just as many spots on you as I do. You're just as leopard as I am. This is not the way it's called, but just let me do me. And if I got a power upon me to come together when things are bad, how much stronger am I to come together when things are going well? How much stronger am I to come together when things are in faith over the good and not just the bad, right? And so we were talking about how, listen, how many of y'all only see relatives during funerals? Specific ones. Only time you see them, right? It's the only time. And what do we say at the end of them? We need to get together in any other time other than. That's what we say, right? And then we have people graduate, but the same relatives won't come get together. They won't come to that. They won't come to the different things, to celebration. So again, then what happens is our unity usually means something has happened bad. And so we misrepresent the unity because that's the only time we get together. And so when we have to do this as a part of it, let's make sure we celebrate our good times. Like the guy, it's like the baby in Madison. She's going to walk someday, right? All of us who had kids and all of us who've been kids, we understand when that little one took their steps, right, they fell down. Right? You didn't kick them out the house, but they ain't gonna ever get it. They keep falling. Right? We didn't do that. Right? We go like, damn it. In fact, now people post, my baby took 3 steps. They don't go, my baby fell down. They don't do that. We do that with Christianity, though. If someone takes a couple of steps and then falls, we talk about the fall more than the steps that they took. Right? And that's why I want you to be better about finishing your last 7 days. You may not have made all of your journey yet, but you took some good steps. Mm-hmm. Even if it was back in January when you took the good ones. And then you cut it off 7 days later. But you had seven good ones. We're going to celebrate it, right? If it's just a grain of a mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, you can throw it into the ocean. Like you can do that, right? And so one of the things that I want us to do when this guy came back, they were not supposed to be in town. Jesus said, go show yourself to priests. No, if a leper went up to a priest, they were to be killed. You know how much faith it took to go? Show yourself? But here's the thing I think is cool, too. They looked at each other. We're already dying. If he say, go show ourselves, let's go show ourselves. Let's go do it. Let's be bold enough. See, I think sometimes, this is not a theology thing, but sometimes you have to get to a low place that's going to make you want to get up. You know what I mean? Like, sometimes we just kind of like, it's going to be, like, sometimes you have to go through enough to where you go, enough is enough. And like, I'm going to go to God and I'm going to celebrate what God has already done. Like, they yell from up, Jesus, like, have mercy on us. We lepers, we all here together. You know, powerful back of when we went through, when you're going through something. That's one thing about Pastor Rita. Like, I know Pastor Rita has my back. I have her back. Like, I know that she will go through stuff with me. She'll go through it with me. Like, she'll fight with me. Like, we'll fight together. And I like to fight differently, but she'll show me how I need to fight in these particular situations. And she'll go, and you'll understand if you want to, and if you Bible scholars, if you go back and you read Leviticus 13:46 and Numbers 5:2 and 2 Kings 15 and 5, it'll tell you why those lepers had to stand from afar off. It'll tell you how bold it is. How many times has God told you to get up and go do something anyway, and you're like, I don't have the means. He says, I am your means. Get up and go. But until you start heading in that direction, you will not experience what you're believing God for. You got to be headed in that direction. Well, God, I don't see it yet because you're not walking to it enough. Right? If you can't see you, nobody in this room can see their house from where they're sitting right now. You have to start going toward it. And then you'll start to see it. I'm going to start going toward seeing my kids celebrate God. I'm going to start going toward seeing my body being made every bit whole. I'm going to start going toward my finances being better, and I'm growing in the things of God. I'm going to start walking in that direction, because as long as I keep going the other way, I'm never going to arrive there. So there comes a time when our want for God will make us break religious and generational laws. They had a religious law. You're a leper. You can't come close. You're unclean. They have the generational laws. Your grandfather was probably a leper. You got it from him. You can't move. You can't come close to anything. And you have to get to a point where, you know what? Nobody else is dying in London. We're breaking curses.
Amen.
You're going to be that person that came back to thank God for who you are right now so that it will break stuff from happening down the road. You're breaking those curses. You are the one. You're the one that came back. You're the one who, when all the spots were on you and everything that marked you is no good, you said, God, I'm coming back to you and I'm thanking you. Because I don't want a day to go by where I don't thank God for the good that he's already done. Right? Well, I didn't get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip this year. But I did get to wake up this morning. Right? I didn't get to go on with God. A lot of people didn't get the G.I. Joe with the Kung Fu grip. But you can look it up. Google it. What's good? Please celebrate the fact that you're breathing right now. Just celebrate that. Just celebrate that. Celebrate the fact that God is brought you to a place to where you are using oxygen. You're at church on Christmas Eve. You're going to get back and you're going to get your Christmas Eve pajamas, and you're going to go back and you're going to have your stuff, and we're going to eat like mad world. We're going to celebrate God. Give Jesus praise for that. I know you're afraid to clap, but you can do it. Right? So as he's telling them, you go to the priest. Go to the people. show them I qualified you. Show them the cleanliness. Show them how clean you are. Show them I will not shrink my gift so we can hang out. See, because that's going to make me have anxiety. Right? That's going to make me have some mental issue. So you either roll with me or get rolled over. Nice. Right? And so I'm not going to shrink my gift. I'm not going to shrink my joy. And it got just so many negative people. So you walk around smiling. They're like, what you smiling for? They won't say it to you. They keep it in. But there's joy. I'm up. I'm breathing. God is good. And the harder it rained this morning, the more determined I was. I'm going to put them signs out. They may not make any sense. The letters may get washed all around. I'm putting them signs out. And I stepped out there and I was forgetting stuff. I left my trunk open, forgot, came in here, was walking around, trunk open, rained inside the car. I'm going to put that sign out. I'm going to put that sign out. It was like, psh! And it was coming out, like, I'm gonna put my signs out, and I'm gonna get it, and I got two raincoats, and I put them on, and it's like, why am I covering up my head? I ain't got none of it, it's not. But I'm gonna put them out, and some of us, we need to go ahead and put the sign out, I'm serving God no matter what, right? We need to put them out, right? It's a battle, right? And so it's a step out in faith. God has called you to be somewhere. God has called you to step somewhere. And you're like, well, I want to be healed first. And he goes, no, that is part of your healing. The steps of a good man, they are ordered by God. Part of your healing is walking in the direction I called you to before you can see it. Right? Because once you walk it, you'll see it, right? We walk by faith, not by sight, right? Because walking by faith means I've already seen what God is doing because I saw it in his word. Mm-hmm. So I walk like done. I walk like the cake is finished. I love my daughter Miracle. She's here from Maine and Just is here from Florida, but I don't like it when Miracle bakes because Miracle has rules. Let it cool. It's too hot to eat. Watch. Watch me. Anybody else? Anybody else got people like that? Are y'all like that? Y'all one of those people? It needs to cool. You're going to ruin it. It's all I can do not to want to bite the back of that cake. Because I remember what she used to do to me when she was little. She wiped her chocolate hands on my white and wore it Mickey Mouse sweatshirt. I've been wanting to pay her back for years. And they do that. And God is telling you, if you would let things cool, quit trying to do the hot thing and do the wait thing. Do the wait. Do the part of waiting. Going to wait. And I'll give you this. That this next Sunday sermon about, just in case you don't get to make it, because it ain't Christmas Eve next Sunday. Don't ever believe that you're not good enough or you're not strong enough. The only reason why you feel like you're not strong enough is because you haven't waited enough. Right? Isaiah 40, 29 and 30. They that shall renew their... You're tired because you're not waiting. That's next week. That's all I'm giving you. But it's next week because I want you to be patient with you. I want you to be patient with you. Be patient with you. Brad and I at the gym yesterday. Challenge. So I was waiting for you to, like, because you normally see me, and I didn't wear a white hat yesterday, so we're good. We're at the gym, and I showed them the thing where we're doing, like, a 225-pound bench press, right? And it says that only was 3%, right? Was it for 3% of gym goers can do that? Only 3%. Only 0.75% of the world. 0.75% of the world can do 225 pounds. Okay? Right? Now, there's some of us who can do that multiple times. Let me tell you even less than that. There's probably 0.1% of people that pray. So when you say in your quick prayer, oh, I need to do better. Yeah, but don't count out what you're doing, though. Don't count out what you're doing. Because there are times we've been lifting like, man, I didn't do that right. We're doing 10, 11, 12 of them. And I'm thinking like, people look around like, I can't do one of those. What you complaining for? I can't do one. I can't do one. Listen, there are people still trying to figure out that I give enough gifts this year. When God is saying, shouldn't y'all be talking about me? It's my birthday. Right? Shouldn't it be about him? So that's our faith. So listen to this. It's a stepping stone. This is what I think it was cool though, right? That it made him feel like the new man, not the old man. Jesus told the healed man his faith had made him well. And I believe it is because the man's thankfulness revealed that he was healed in his heart just as much as he was on the outside. Okay? And so when your healing comes, when your healing is bone deep, then that's when you know it's a healing. That's what's going to make you come back to God. When you only wanted to get it so you can look good to the crowd, you're not going to be thankful for it. But when you know, like, man, God, this is healed. Your heart was healed. Listen to this in Proverbs 3:27 and 28. Do not withhold good from the deserving when it is within your power to act. Do not tell your neighbor, come back tomorrow, I will provide, when you already have the means. Okay? Now, having the means don't mean that you just, if it's something that's supposed to go to your bills or something like that, you don't have the means. Then somebody else's means. But when you have the means, don't send somebody away till a tomorrow. Tomorrow's not.
Promise.
So now when we tell them tomorrow, maybe you are that person, may not even be here tomorrow to give it. So it's better to obey God now. Better to obey God when he says these things. So it is good to us without giving thanks to God, who it is always due. We're in danger of forgetting who blesses us. So I want to be careful to make sure I give thanks to God. Jesus was broken so that we could be made whole. He wasn't held together to one day we'll be made whole. He was broken on the cross so that we could be made whole. One of the things we always have in our means to give is we always can give thanks. Right, you ever saw where your kids got to a point to where they received something, didn't even say thank you to the person that they received, and you didn't have to tell them, say thank you. You know what I mean? Say thank you. Say thank you. Say thank you. You get all that. Say thank you. Can't you see the Holy Spirit telling you to say that to Jesus? I go, oh, girl, like, say thank you. Say that, God, we just struggling. Say thank you. The Holy Spirit up there with a switch. Thankfulness is a gift to those we love. All right? And again, don't forget to say thank you to your own kids.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we forget to be thankful to them like they owe us. They do. Hang on a second. They do. But let's be thankful. Let's keep blessing them so they can pay us back when we get rich. I want you to be rich. This is where I feel like Pastor Rita's gonna come up. Don't say that. Right? Delayed obedience is disobedience. So making your neighbor wait is disobedience. Even though you're gonna do it one day. Isaiah 43, 18 through 19 goes a little something like this. Do not call to mind the former things. Pay no attention to the things of old. Behold, I am about to do something new. Even now it is coming. Do you see it? Indeed, I will make a way in the wilderness and streams in the desert. You may look over the last 11 months and 24 days and say, it's just been a desert. But he said, don't replay that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, right? People that feel they have nothing to be thankful for are simply replaying the wrong memories. So I got to replay the right stuff. I got to replay the good stuff. I got to replay the stuff that makes me happy, right? As our quote goes, if you replay the past, you'll poison your future.
Mm-hmm.
The one leper didn't go about his way being angry because he had leprosy for so many years. He was happy about the minute he had freedom from it. And let's just say if the leprosy came back after 1 minute, but he still experienced 60 seconds of freedom. Mm-hmm. Right? And so let's make sure that we rejoice over the part that we have to do. And exactly, and I'm not telling you to be, I don't really care what people call you, and I don't care what people call me for being excited about what God is doing. Like, oh, well, you're a crazy person. Yes. Yes. Some people suffering from insanity. I'm enjoying my insanity. I'm not suffering. Yes. I'm going to be crazy about loving and speaking life to God about what he's doing in me. Because if not, anybody can do crazy. Anybody, that don't take a special gift. Like, I can go do that in a second. But to be thankful sometimes, it takes a little bit, amen? Especially when you're not feeling it, right? Right? I actually said that I was at Eastview High School, and somebody had said something about fake it till you make it. You know, I don't. Nope. That's not what we do. And the teacher was in the class, the coach was in the class, and he was looking at me. He's like, no, it's not. That's not what we said, coach. We said we will it till we feel it. Mm-hmm. And then he wrote on the billboard, we will it till we find it. Like, he just kept going. He go, Mr. Patel showed up too. We're all in there together. He said, yeah, we're not fakes. Sometimes our will is low, and we have to keep processing the will till we get to the field. And until we find it, you keep your will going. Thy will be done. Right? And it's not just this, it's just out of the blue. He said, oh man, he lost his mind. And he kept telling everybody that walked by there. He goes, you will it till you find it. You will it till you tell kids that ain't even in the class. Because you know you have to keep it going, right? The grass is always greener where you water it. Thank you, church people. Thank you. Don't mess that one up. I know Steve ain't here, but y'all got it. Right? Instant thanks closes windows and openings that the devil will get into and try to tell you that you are not really blessed. So be instant with your thankfulness. Mm-hmm. Staying stuck in the past can keep us from the new thing God wants to do. If Israel stayed stuck in the discouragement and seduction of Babylon, they would never look for the new thing of release from exile. The proof of thankfulness is joy and the willingness to protect what we receive. We will protect and fight for the things we are most thankful for, right? You are most thankful for your children. You will protect and fight for them. Yeah. You are most thankful for your faith. You should protect and fight for it. Amen? Amen? They are worth fighting for. Psalms 107, verse 1 and 2, it says, when we were studying in Bible school, like in Hebrews, it was like excitement. Like sometimes, give thanks. And I was like, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endure forever. Now, I know like, because I'm entering in, so my next year I got to talk to a lot of teachers, and a lot of teachers are discouraged. Just seem like the whole world's against them, okay? My opening part's going to be, Wait, all right, watch this. Let me tell you the kind of reception I'm expecting from them. Y'all say, okay. Y'all say it with me. Okay, 1, 2, 3. See, y'all didn't do it right. Like you do it. I'm only giving you one more shot at this. You got one more chance to do this, and it's gonna make the best of your day. No matter what gifts you give, you can do this together. We're gonna be good. This is gonna be the happiest thing in your mind, okay? On the count of three, and I'm not gonna say it with you because then you got the microphone, but you gotta do it right. Okay, on the count of three, 1, 2. Now wait a minute, now some of you don't jump it. Let's make sure we say it together. On three, right? Ready? 1, 2. Now, what I really am expecting is for you to really want to say it, right? So now look at it. You see, and you're the one holding us up from leaving. We could have been out the door if you said, all right. You could have had your juice. You could have had you some hummus. You'd be on the way smelling like garlic. By the way, there's a lot of garlic in there. I don't know why. I'm fighting vampires today. Okay, 1, 2, 3. A little bit better. Some of y'all were late. But it's okay. I'm going to let you make it. I can't coach you anymore. Give thanks to God.
Ooh.
If you still got gifts to get, You better give thanks to God. There's some crazy people out there. They were at H-E-B this morning fighting over apples.
Wow.
The produce truck was late, Chris. I met all the produce people. They were working in the meat area. I was like, what you doing? This is confusing. Be the person who sings and worship about God's goodness and never miss an opportunity to give God thanks. Replay memories of God's blessing as a consistent measure of gratefulness of God's goodness. Pain doesn't come from falling alone. It comes from how far you fall. Okay? Now, if I'm already on my knees and I fall over, no problem. Falling from here don't get a little bit of a challenge. And sometimes you fall from a high distance because you don't stop your falls from being when you can be just be thankful. If you feel like you're falling, stop and be thankful the falling stops. But as long as it keeps traveling, it's going to keep building momentum. So we won't want to stop our fall. Be that person who has the heart to return and thank God, because it is life. It is the life of your walk with God. Amen? Amen. I want you to bow your heads as your eyes are closed and we're praying for you. And we don't ever want to leave our presence together without giving someone an opportunity to receive Jesus. As your heads are bowed, eyes are closed, if you're in here and you're saying, man, I really, really don't know God. I really am not thankful. I've never accepted Christ as my Lord and Savior. It's Christmas and he's the reason. He's the best thing that ever could have happened. I want to experience that best thing that has happened in this world. I need to experience that in my life. As eyes are closed, heads are bowed, my eyes are open, it'll be between us and God. If that's you, I want you to just raise your hand. We don't want anyone to miss this opportunity. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for us all being in the house, okay? So born again. Now here's my other thing. Now if you're saying, Pastor, I need prayer to strengthen me to be more thankful. Strengthen me to be more grateful. I seem to be more angry than I am grateful. I don't want to be that way. Pray for me to be strengthened, to be more thankful. That's you. I want you to raise your hands. Thank you. Yes, 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 yes. It's a lot of us. It's a lot of us. Dear Heavenly Father, I pray. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord. You've given me so much. I don't understand why I keep turning to what's not. But Lord God, today that ends. I'm going to celebrate for what you have done and what you've given me, Lord God. I got so much to be thankful for. I will no longer be focusing on what's not. I'm going to be focusing on the God of the great I am, who is able to do and has been doing exceedingly abundantly in my life. Help me, Lord God, to put a joy and put happy and put a smile on my face that I may celebrate you with my whole heart, soul, mind, and body. My words will change. Say, my God has done a great thing in me. I am going to be that one that returns and that the entire family will see my thankfulness go forth. Thank you for doing it in my heart and in my soul and in my mind. In Jesus' name, amen, 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 amen. Listen. Wilson, we got hummus. You get it. You get on the road. That hummus.